540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Several people were seriously hurt after a fire yesterday afternoon at an apartment complex near 22nd and Hampton in Milwaukee.
And here again we have a building with no sprinklers. This building was built in 1979. So we are working to find out precisely what the code was at that moment that allowed this building to be built without a full complement of sprinklers. Certainly there were no sprinklers activated because they weren't in existence in the building.
Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky said crews from across the area, including North Shore Fire, responded. One woman was resuscitated. Several were whisked to safety on a ladder. Mayor Cavalier Johnson said his thoughts are with the victims and is again calling for older apartments to be retrofitted with sprinklers to help save lives. A new immigration partnership between the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office and ICE is sparking concern from local activists. Sheriff David Zerner says the agreement focuses only on violent criminals already in jail. But immigrant rights groups say it puts families in danger and was done without public input. A group affiliated with Voces de la Frontera is planning a rally and vigil Saturday morning at Civic Center Park in Kenosha to call for the program's end. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee's housing market is turning heads nationwide. A new Zillow report ranks it 10th among the hottest U.S. markets for 2026. Home values are up to about $369,000, and nearly half of homes sold above asking price last year. Zillow expects a similar increase this year, but says demand remains strong. Microsoft is rolling out a new approach to its AI data centers, and southeastern Wisconsin could see the benefits. The company says they'll cover their full energy bills, skip local tax incentives, and use less water, returning more to the environment than what they take. Microsoft President Brad Smith, who once lived in Racine County, says the changes come after hearing community concerns about costs and water demand. With more people turning to online dating, Milwaukee police want everyone to stay safe. They're sharing tips like meeting in public, driving yourself, and keeping your personal information private. Law enforcement says scammers often use fake profiles to get money or personal details. There's more information about how to stay safe locally on the MPD social media pages. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 78-75 in Minneapolis. The Badgers' John Blackwell with a three-point shot at the buzzer for the win.
I just went to my go-to move, Hezzy three. And honestly, it looked good when it came off the hands, and I held it up, and then, you know, give Glad all the glory for letting me go in.
Up next, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marquette losing on the road to St. John's 92-68. The Bucks blown out at home 139-106 by the Timberwolves.
You know, no excuses. We just didn't have it. We were flat. I thought our guys tried at the beginning of the third quarter to fight back a little bit. But when you dig yourself that big of a hole, every basket, every turnover, anything hurts. So I actually probably should have pulled the plug earlier because I just thought we were flat. I didn't think we had anything tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries around this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon and staying breezy. Temperatures slowly fall through the 20s. A partly cloudy sky and colder tonight, a low near 10 above. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid-20s for Thursday. Right now it's 20.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.